This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Ready for another hour of conversation? It's the conversation bomb. Much like that, ladies. The ladies are here. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. Am I with it if I say this is the conversation bomb? Yes or no?
I'm not really sure what you mean by that, but
well, thebomb.com.
Is that what you mean?
Not about that. It's an expression. I'm trying to kind of get along with everybody in terms of expressions, and I've heard that expression used, it's the bomb. So I thought I'd try it out on you. Obviously, it's fallen flat, so let's get going here, Jennifer, with what's going on. That's the bomb with you, Jennifer.
All right, here we go. Well, Martha McSally is a name that's trending, and while this isn't the most happy story of the day, I think it's really an important one, and she's getting lots of attention because she's been on with Gayle King, who also has been trending a lot this week with her interview with R. Kelly. She's been on with Gayle King on Thursday and Fridays at CBS This Morning, a two-part interview. It was revealed on Wednesday during a hearing that U.S. Senator Martha McSally, who is an Air Force veteran, admitted that she was raped by a superior officer while she was serving the country. This was pretty astounding. It kind of caught everybody by surprise. And just for the record, if you don't know much about Martha McSally, she actually ran for Jeff Flake's seat in Arizona. She was predicted to win. She's a Republican. She was projected to win. She was running against Kristen Sinema, who was kind of seen as sort of an activist candidate, wasn't given too much attention. But because of ballot harvesting, which a lot of people had talked about, 3 weeks, I think maybe even 4 weeks after the election was everybody voted, it was actually determined that Kristen Sinema had won that seat, which was kind of a surprise. Kristen Sinema now sits in the Senate. Martha McSally was appointed by the governor in Arizona to take over John McCain's seat when John Kyle, who was originally appointed after John McCain's death, left office at the end of the year. So Martha McSally is a senator from Arizona in McCain's seat. She's going to run for re-election in 2020. That's when McCain's seat is up. Now, that being said, she's also the first female combat pilot in the United States. That's why I like her. I just think it's kind of cool. She was the first female combat pilot in the U.S. Air Force, and she admitted during a hearing that she'd been raped by a superior officer on Wednesday but did not report it because she blamed herself and did not trust the system.
So what was the reason for the hearing? What was she there because
it's
of
sexual
that,
misconduct in the military.
Sexual misconduct
in the military.
Lots of it.
And so she said, she spoke out and said, just like you, I was a victim. I didn't speak out like so many other people who are victimized in this situation. She said, quote, the perpetrators abuse their position of power in profound ways. And in one case, I was preyed upon and then raped by a superior officer. But unlike so many brave survivors, I didn't report being sexually assaulted.
So where is this she guy went, now? Do we know who it is?
We don't know. She did not identify her attacker. No.
Yeah. Is that a mistake? Well, ladies, is that a mistake? Should she have identified the attacker and
in public? I don't know. Of
course.
You know, who knows how that would have gone? I mean, that's really personal. It's up to her to probably make that decision, not us to armchair quarterback it. But, you know, for various reasons, she may choose to name them or not. And who knows what her reason is.
Well, I guess I'm curious because of what you consider to be the long arm of the law or justice being done. I see that there's a very interesting story. I don't know if you've noticed these, the story of these two sisters in their 60s who've been charged with killing their father a number of years ago. They were arrested this week and charged with first-degree murder. The father was 85 years old when they killed him in 2015 for his money. So, I mean, the long arm of 2015, there's no statute of limitations on murder, but there is on sexual assault, I think, right?
Yes.
There is. Okay. So should that be changed? That should be changed.
I think it depends on the state. It depends on the state that you're in. Certain states have unlimited statute of limitations, but that's why you're seeing so many of these stories come out against Kevin Spacey or Harvey Weinstein that are not actually able to be prosecuted because they're just outside of that limitation. Martha McSally, for her part, though, said that she felt really guilty. She almost left the military. Actually, she almost left the Air Force because she just didn't know what to do, and she felt like the system, she said, was raping her all over again. And she just was not able to share her story.
Yeah,
right. It's your superior officer.
Right. Yeah. And who's going to believe you? And then what about the retaliation? There's so many things that are factored into, especially in the military. And that's part of the reason they
never would have gotten to the rank of colonel, and she never would have become the first female pilot. That's a determination she probably made and figured it out on her own. If she had reported whoever it was, her career in the military would have been over. They'd have fixed it. The guys up above would have fixed it.
Mm-hmm. You know, what makes me happy about this is that she's a person who's actually sitting on the right committee. There are so many weird committee assignments that people do in the Senate and the Congress just to make a statement, a political statement. I think Ilhan Omar is one of those people that has been getting a lot of attention in Congress. But Martha McSally, who was a member of the Air Force, who has this behind her, is so appropriately sitting on the Senate Armed Services Subcommittee. Maybe she can make this better for people who are coming forward, because the problem of sexual assault military hasn't gone away. There's over, I think, 6,700 cases that were actually reported just in the fiscal year of 2017. 6,769 reports of sexual assault. That's huge. And those are just the reported cases. If you know that's the number of people brave enough to come forward, what's the real number? And so I'm happy that she's there. I'm happy that she's speaking out. I think this is really important, actually. I think we can use this for something positive, because maybe you can, when you put a face to it, maybe that's what it takes to make a change.
Yep, that's very good. Very good point. In a moment or two, we continue with People in the News here on the DJV Show, where it's 13 after the hour.
Fact, we all love video doorbells. Voice assistants have changed our lives. We can control our home with a touch. Indoor and outdoor cameras help us keep watch. We want to guard our digital lives and take security with us on the go. With ADT, you can have all of these things, combined with 24/7 monitoring from the most trusted name in home security. ADT, real protection. Visit ADT.com to learn more. License information available at ADT.com.
GEICO presents Unhelpful Home Improvement How-Tos.
A slippery bathroom floor can result in expensive hospital bills. So today, I'll show you how to cushion a serious fall by filling your bathroom with thousands of plastic balls. Just nail a piece of plywood across the doorway and dump in 2,000 multicolored plastic balls.
You could try to protect yourself with a bathroom full of plastic balls, or you could get liability coverage through the GEICO Insurance Agency. Visit GEICO.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
And now, a quick comparison from Grasshopper. When picking a phone number for business, what sounds more professional? Your personal number?
Oh, hold on, let me give you my cell. And actually, let me get yours too, just so I don't ignore your call, you know?
Or a dedicated business number, courtesy of Grasshopper.
It was a pleasure meeting you. Our number is 1-833-IT-TROOP. Give us a call anytime.
There's no contest. Put your best voice forward with Grasshopper, the virtual phone system for small business. Try it free at grasshopper.com.
Oh, hey.
Hey, did you hear? My friend's company was the victim of an email impersonation attack.
It's a serious threat to every business.
What if cyber criminals target us and trick accounting into making a wire transfer?
Don't worry, we have Barracuda.
So we're secured?
Yeah. Barracuda uses artificial intelligence to detect and block spear phishing and account takeover attempts.
What a relief.
Don't become a victim. Protect your business at Barracuda.com. Barracuda, your journey secured.
United States Navy veteran Jack Holder talks about the attack on Pearl Harbor and what was going through his mind as he laid in a ditch avoiding Japanese aircraft.
I'm not sure how long we were in the ditch, but as I sat there, I've been asked, you know, what my thoughts were at that time, and I guess my most vivid memory is, God, please don't let me die in this ditch.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
A new poll says more Americans approve of President Trump than they do the big media. That's why millions are tuning in to Newsmax TV, America's new conservative channel. On Newsmax TV, see Bill O'Reilly, Pat Buchanan, Alan Dershowitz, Mike Reagan, and more. Bill O'Reilly's No Spin News Show is on Newsmax TV. Get it on DirecTV Channel 349, Xfinity 1115, Dish 216, UVerse 1220, Fios 615, and Spectrum. Newsmax TV. Real news for real people.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
DJV time is 16 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. Kara Shilton is at the controls in our studio in Washington. I want to stick with Senator McSherry for a second, because I was thinking as I was sitting here listening to you talk during the break, the business about how you turn something that's so negative like that. I think we were talking about that with regard to something else yesterday or the day before. When somebody has done something that really, really knocks you off your whatever, and then that negative stuff sometimes plays into how you feel about yourself, and you feel like it's your fault. Your success sometimes will rest on how you deal with these sorts of things. And she made the right decision, but I wonder what the lesson is for everybody else about how you make decisions about what affects your life. And if you feel that you have, I know a lot of people who go through life in sort of a debilitating way. They're afraid of everything. Their life is not happy because there are things that bother them and they don't do anything about it. So I would just pass along, as Ms. McSherry did, that her
McSally.
Name is McSherry, right?
McSally. Martha McSally, yeah.
Yeah. That things that are worthwhile are never easy. She was probably nervous before even giving that testimony on the Senate floor. I mean, even though it's been years and years and years, because this thing had to have messed it with her head. And she had to make a decision. Do I go after this guy, or do I take care of my career? And failure, I think, in my world, leads to success. I guess that's so. This, if you fall off or you got something that's distressing, just keep moving. Just keep pushing on. All right, so let's get to a couple of other names in the news. The celebrity chef Mario Batali has given up all his restaurants because he's had the sexual assault. Is this?
He had a bunch against him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's one I would look at him. I've met this guy before. I would never in a million years believe this would be a story about him. Ever. Ever, yeah. Ever, ever. You know how some people you can look at and you're like, ew, okay, I can get that? With this guy, I would have never thought. But really? You don't get a creepy vibe from him? I've met him at a couple cable shows. I never got, like, a weird vibe from him. I mean, obviously he's got strange looks or whatever, but he doesn't. He to me, seems just normal.
Huh.
Normal.
Yeah. I have to get my radar checked, apparently.
All right. So the restaurants are gone. Is this appropriate? I suppose it is. People are going to want to invest with him or be connected to him anyway.
Here's another case, though. He hasn't been prosecuted for anything. Detectives said they couldn't find enough evidence to charge him, and he's lost his entire career. And four women who worked for him in the restaurant said that he touched them inappropriately.
So is that fair? Guilt?
I don't know. Well, I don't remember exactly what the women accused him of, but I think he admitted that he had been inappropriate at times. So
great. All right, here's the John Bolton story of the day, the week, or the month. He's the national security advisor. I think he's a horror show. Jennifer loves him. He warned yesterday that the U.S. will consider increasing sanctions on North Korea. Is that something?
Does he talk to Trump before he makes these statements?
Oh, yeah. They're actually really dialed in. This is not unheard of. I don't know if I said it here or on the show that I host in Los Angeles, but this would not surprise me if the sanctions are in place by next week, because what will happen is after this meeting, and this is before I even knew Kim had kind of screwed around with his facility and started to rebuild it again.
Mm-hmm.
When you have a meeting that ended like that, obviously you need to add more pressure to the situation, and the sanctions have been working in North Korea. That's why Kim Jong-un took the meeting to begin with. So now you apply more pressure, and then you go back to a third summit and you say, look, this is only going to get worse. What can can we do this time? This is an ongoing process. I think people were looking for an immediate end, and I don't have any problem with more sanctions. Bring them on.
I think it's called the squeeze play. 21
exactly
after
right.
hour here on the DJV program.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Wanna be that song by Brett Eldredge? Part of the music that fits into the Tailgate Festival after its debut in L.A. last year. Now the Tailgate Fest is headed inland with Brett Eldredge and Brantley Gilbert next August. Two-day festival. Boy, these festivals are everywhere, aren't they, now? Encouraging fans to party out of the back of their cars like a tailgate party. Hello, being it. That's why they call it Tailgate Fest. Let's see, who else is going to be there? A couple of young country stars, Jennifer Lindsay L. Is that her name? Lindsay L. and
Ray Lynn? I haven't heard of her. Ray Lynn used to be on Blake's team on The Voice and has been shuttled kind of around with Blake Shelton on tour and also with Miranda Lambert. They both loved her and took her on tour when they were still together. Yeah.
For the second year, the festival will more than double its size by moving from the parking lot at the Forum. There's no parking lot there anymore. They're building the new... There's no parking lot there. Right? Isn't that, I don't think there's anything. They're building the new stadium. I don't think there's any parking left there.
Honestly. I know.
Right? Yeah. So the new site is a little further out of town from Main Core, L.A. 200 acres of green grass they found at Silver Lake's festival grounds.
Perfect.
In Norco. Where the heck is Norco?
Inland Empire.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah.
So... The festival once again catering to country fans who love to show up hours before concerts, turn their parking lot into a party. That's kind of a cute idea, isn't it?
I think it sounds fun. Yeah.
Yeah, right. And so apparently all of the artists go outside to where the fans are. Is that right? Is that what they do? Is that
That's
how it
what
works?
They do. Parking lot party.
Kind of hang around. Wow.
Think about it. You save so much money because you're not buying food from the concessions. And yeah. you're hanging out. Yeah, the best part of most events is the tailgate. So I think it makes
it's not cheap, though. It was, I think, I remember looking last year or something. It was around $150 just for a spot to park.
Really?
So, but I guess if you fill up that car, I don't know if it's person.
Sounds like trying to find a spot at a Patriots game. All right, so if you want tickets, LATailgateFest.com. Tailgate sort of breaking the mold, letting people build a world around their own cars, their own food, their own drink.
I don't know how much you get to see the stage, but you'd hear it.
Yeah. All right, so LATailgateFest.com is a way to chase that ticket information down. Now, here's another festival called the Pitchfork Festival. And now they have announced their lineup, returning to Chicago's Union Park, the 19th, 20th, and 21st of July. Lineup features performers from a wide range of music. Pitchfork announcing the top three sister rock band. Is it Haim? Is that how you pronounce it?
Haim.
Haim. A dance pop star from Europe named Robin and the Isley Brothers? That's kind of an interesting combo.
It's a cool mix of everything.
Right. I love the Isley Brothers. Oh, that is crank this crank. This is one of my favorite songs of all time. The Brothers Isley. Who's that lady? Fine lady.
What are the chances that Doug sings this to the ladies when he goes out on a date with them?
No.
100%.
I can see it, definitely.
Really?
Yep.
Mavis Staples is on the lineup as well with the rock band Belle and Sebastian. And Charlie, let's see, who is this?
Charlie XCX.
I was trying to make a Roman numeral out of that, but you can't.
Yeah, no.
But really. All right. So the new editor of Pitchfork Magazine says, this summer's festival will be my first as editor. Exciting that it features such an inclusive lineup. So tickets are $75 for a day. 3-day pass, $175. And it starts the 31st of... the price of the pass is increased at the end of May for this July festival. 28 after the hour.
Where do you want to go on a vacation or honeymoon? The Caribbean, Europe, Hawaii, Mexico? How about Disney or a cruise? At Superior Cruise and Travel, we've got you covered. We'll assign you your own travel concierge. They'll help you design a custom vacation plan that you can't find online. And the service is completely free. You can't compare the value of this to any other online travel company. We can help you plan a custom vacation anywhere in the world. We even offer payment plans with no credit card required. Now you pay off your vacation on your time schedule. Call now and mention the promo code RADIO and save up to $500. Book your custom trip. Call Superior Cruise and Travel now and talk to one of the highest-rated travel agencies in the country with a 5-star A-plus online rating.
800-643-8577. 800-643-8577. 800-643-8577. That's 800-643-8577.
No one ever said, give it a bit. No one ever said, give it less. We say, give it everything. The world wasn't built by half measures, by the half-hearted. So when we set out to build our boldest SUV ever, we didn't hold anything back. Introducing the all-new Telluride. Kia. Give it everything. Expected spring 2019 in limited quantities.
When's the last time you checked your credit score? Those three-digit scores can have a huge impact on your financial life. Credit Karma can help you with free scores, free reports, and free monitoring. Credit Karma also gives you the tips, tools, and advice you need to understand your credit and how to improve it. You can even spot potential errors on your credit report. That can mean better interest rates on loans and credit cards, which can save you thousands of dollars in the long run. Signing up is completely free. No credit card needed. Visit Credit Karma.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
In the headlines this hour, Paul Manafort, President Trump's former campaign advisor, sentenced to just shy of 4 years in prison. The charges not related to the Russia investigation, but stemming from bank fraud and filing false income tax returns. In other news, support from 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. President Trump scheduled to head to Alabama. He will visit families in Lee County who lost loved ones in the massive tornado, whose homes also destroyed. Alabama Senator Republican Richard Shelby revealing how he'll vote on the Democrats' attempt to block President Trump's declaration of a national emergency at the border with Mexico.
I'm going to vote with the president, and I'm going to vote no on disapproval, because I believe the president has some constitutional rights and some statutory rights to do some things in an emergency.
Shelby, a guest on Fox News, the declaration aimed at funding construction of the border wall. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Fold here at 34 after the hour on the DJV program. Doug Steffen here with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen. We're all here happy to be along with you and with each other. So, Victoria, what are we leading into our conversation with this half hour?
Well, some business news that's trending. Family Dollar, which is a national chain, they are not doing well in, like so many other brick-and-mortar retailers. They've announced that they'll be closing 390 stores this year. And this is, of course, this is a low-income, you know, kind of their ideal shopper is a low-income shopper. Items are sold for under $10 at more than 8,000 stores. It's owned by the Dollar Tree, which has a total of 7,000 stores as well. And so Dollar Tree stores sell everything just for a dollar, but the Family Dollar is what's closing. And it's just it's so hard for so many different retailers to even survive in this kind of situation where everything is bought online and you can shop in a store and then find something even cheaper on Amazon. And this is yet another company that's going to have to restructure based on the current climate.
Are we all dollared out, though? There's so many
There's a lot of dollar stores around. The 99-cent store.
Yeah, the 99-cent store, Dollar Tree, Dollar King, all these different places that I think, I don't know. And then you have a lot of independents who will put up dollar stores just individually and independently in markets. There are so many dollar stores in my neighborhood. I can't imagine how any of them survive because it doesn't seem like you'd go to different ones, but maybe you do.
Yeah.
There are some people who buy their food there.
Yeah.
They're very kind of ever.
Dollar Tree is notorious for selling food, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, apparently Dollar General.
Notorious.
No, a 99-cent store. No, my grandparents actually go there for certain things. I mean, they don't buy everything there, but they'll go there for certain things. And I actually went into one, and I was skeptical. I think this was a 99-cent and only store in Palm Springs when they were out staying in California. And I was like, oh, gosh, we're not going in here to buy food. But it was all real stuff. It was all good stuff. So I don't know.
That
I think
makes
some
me nervous,
rely
though.
On it.
You know when you buy shampoo that looks like a salon brand? That's what makes me think of, that it's food that's knocked off or somehow tainted or tampered with. It's not the
I survived
same
it,
thing.
Though. I did try it and survive.
What did you eat?
I can't remember. We bought like lettuce or something. I can't. It was
lettuce.
Something.
Oh, my God. That's brave.
Yeah, produce there.
Take a pass on that thing.
And I survived. It was fine.
Yes, you did survive. All right. Let's go to Jennifer for a couple of things. Both of them. When I get back to California here, I'm looking around at the local news and seeing what's going on. California is probably the best example in the whole country about not to do things. So you remember there was a teacher strike here a while back, and now there is a move to add more taxes in a referendum question coming up in June. You want to explain what these nut birds are all trying to
so
get
funny.
Done here?
I was talking about this. I could see this coming from a mile away. So the teachers go on strike in LA Unified. They say that there was all this money in a reserve somewhere that they wanted the school district to use for teacher salary increases, for more school nurses, for all of these programs. Essentially, we don't have to go through and relitigate everything they were asking for. The school district said, that pot of money doesn't exist at all. What are you guys talking about? And that's why the teachers walked out, because they just, one side said there was no money, and the other side said, well, yes, there was, and they wanted to use it. So the mayor, Eric Garcetti, who at that time was still considering running for president, gets involved with the negotiations, and suddenly, about 5 days in, they say, oh, we have an agreement. And I said at the time, there's no money that has been found. There's no money. They came to terms on an initial agreement, and then they're going to stick it to the taxpayer. And sure enough, here we are, just a couple of months after the teacher strike is settled. There's a new initiative going on to a ballot that no one will vote in June because it's a boring election, a local election, and people will let that tax pass. And we will now fund, it's going to be an increase to our property taxes. So anybody who's a homeowner in LA County will have this on the ballot again, and it will pass because California always votes for it because no one shows up to these things, and it'll pass through. And now more money will be taken from our property taxes, and they will fund the school. We ended the strike. This ballot initiative ended the strike, and it's just such terrible mismanagement. I think that's what makes me crazy. It's not about not wanting to pay. It's that they don't manage the money that they already have.
And that's really the bottom line when you get to consideration of things like this. I have told, I think, a couple of times on the air, the example that is most stark. I have owned four houses in Los Angeles County since I started coming here in the wintertime in 93. I didn't buy my first house till 2001. But from that point to the house that I bought in 2006 that I stayed in for 10 years down in what they call Santa Monica Canyon, right near the PCH and the ocean, I had a little 2,400-square-foot plot. That was considered a normal size plot, 2,400 square feet, and I had a 1,600 square foot house on it. The taxes for that house were more than I pay for my 114-acre farm in Framingham. Put it into perspective. Think about that. A 1,400-foot house, even though, yeah, it was close to the beach and all of that stuff, taxes higher than on 114 in a well-to-do suburb where real estate values are really pretty high. It's
so
nuts.
Ridiculous.
And why people roll into this and let this... What's the
that's
matter
ocean,
with people listening in California?
No, but that
ocean
he paid his
property
same.
Everywhere. He'd pay the same amount in property taxes if he lived in my neighborhood, because L.A. County is L.A. County. And so whether you're living in my neighborhood or you're living at the beach, you're taking it in the shorts. And
right.
I don't.
Yeah.
And one of the issues is I support Trump's tax reform because I think more people are seeing more money in their checks. And you know what? We could debate that all day long. But what makes it stinky for those of us in California, Victoria, New Jersey, and New York is in these blue states that are very, in my opinion, I can speak for California at least, super mismanaged.
Mm-hmm.
You have a limit as to what property taxes you can actually declare as a deduction on your income taxes. That deduction in California is $10,000.
That was a mistake. That's a mistake.
Well,
they need to fix
I don't
that
think it was. Well, California needs to fix it. That's the problem. The fact that
New Jersey and New York are trying to fix it, too, because it's 10, the $10,000 limit. Yeah.
It's ridiculous, because the truth is, right now, I don't come close to that because I had a family purchase, and so I'm tied in with Prop 13, and certain parts of my property taxes, I'm lucky. I still pay about $4,000 a year, which is ridiculous. But when
wow,
I move,
that's amazing.
When
amazing.
I go into another
sure
house,
too much.
You can't get, I mean, an average home, it puts you over that $10,000 marker. So people
that's,
in just
yeah.
middle-class homes are
yep.
going to mm-hmm. not be able to afford
yeah.
their property taxes, not be able to deduct them.
Too
and
much
our money. Accountant told, yeah, our accountant told us a couple weeks ago when we did our taxes, he said, you know, he said with this new, because we were talking about all the different tax changes, and there were over 600 changes to the tax laws. And
this
he
year.
Said, you know, and he said with the new tax bill, and he said to us, he goes, you know, guys, it's a really good thing you don't own property. He said, because nowhere in New Jersey where we are, everything would be over $10,000 easily. Mm-hmm. So it's, you know, I don't know that it will probably prevent us. If that doesn't change, then that's a major hindrance for us to ever own property in the foreseeable
yeah.
future.
Hard. For my daughter is my daughter and my son both in their 40s. They don't own anything. They can't. My daughter and her husband are full time profs and make a good. they do very well in terms of comparatively speaking what. The average person with that degree and that caliber of job, and they haven't got enough money to put into a house, and neither does my son. You don't do it here. Everybody rents, or most people do, or a lot of, anyway. It's food for thought. Don't let it go in your state the way it's gone in California. That's, I guess, the bottom line here. Also in California, this is really kind of sad. They've had 21 horses die at the Santa Anita racetrack. So they've called off racing. What's going on here? What are they dying?
Yeah, this has been a story, and it's so weird because it's being reported by local news media, but no one from Santa Anita is really coming out to try to get in front of this, and I think it's because they legitimately don't know. Santa Anita is a racetrack, actually pretty near my home. You can get there in about 20 minutes from where I live, and it's they've been having horses die at a very high rate over the last several months. And so they've shut down the racetrack, and then they think they're okay, and they reopen it again. And now I think the 21st horse has died. And so now it's permanently closed down until they can figure it out. And when I talked to someone yesterday who calls races at the racetrack, and does a show about racing, and he said that the speculation is, and this makes perfect sense, that with all the rain California has had this year, that all sorts of junk has been washed up, that the ground is unstable for the horses, and that they're dying because of it, and that it's not necessarily the fault of Santa Anita, but yet what's going on at the racetrack. And that, to me, makes sense. I don't know if that's going to end up being the ultimate reason, but that's one of the theories being floated.
Yeah, it's really
the other part of that is we had a similar issue like that at Monmouth Park Racetrack, which is right near, which is about 10 minutes up the road from me here in New Jersey. My dad's a horse trainer, and so they had a similar issue with that. The secondary problem beyond the actual condition of the track is the current state of thoroughbreds in this country. They're so inbred that they're breaking down, and you can't run. It's like revving an engine that just and it's really unfortunate. Yeah,
can't be inbreeding that way. Yeah, you're right about that. Yep. It's food for thought here. Lots of food for thought. Good morning. Good day. How do you do? This is the DJV Show at 44 past the hour.
And now, a quick comparison from Grasshopper. When picking a phone number for business, what sounds more professional? Your personal number?
Oh, hold on. Let me give you my cell. And actually, let me get yours, too, just so I don't ignore your call, you know?
Or a dedicated business number, courtesy of Grasshopper.
It was a pleasure meeting you. Our number is 1-833-IT-TROOP. Give us a call anytime.
There's no contest. Put your best voice forward with Grasshopper, the virtual phone system for small business. Try it free at grasshopper.com.
Ah, the copperhead snake. It hisses before attacking. But that's not a copperhead. That's the Sullivan's RV freshwater tank overflowing into their black one, which is backing into their vent pipe, making for a very different kind of attack. One that arrives just in time for taco night. It's wild out there. When it gets too wild, Progressive has your RV covered. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
And caller number 9 for $1 million. Rita, complete this quote. Life is like a box of...
Oh, I know this one. Chocolate.
You're cutting out, Rita. We need your answer.
Oh my goodness. Life is like a box of chocolate.
Oh, sorry. That's not what we were looking for. On to caller number 10.
Oh, gosh.
Bad network got you glitched out of luck? Switch to Boost Mobile, super reliable, super fast nationwide network, and get 4 lines, each with unlimited gigs for just $100 a month. Plus, get 4 free phones. Boost makes it easy to switch. Switching makes it easy to save.
Offer ends 4/15/19. First line is $100 a month. Lines 2 to 4 free. Requires 1 line to port in. Video streams set up to 480p+. Using it up to 500 gigabits per second. Gaming it up to 2 megabits per second. Data deprioritization during congestion. Free phones require port in. Coverage and offers not available everywhere. Restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Have you ever tried to plan a vacation and the hotel costs, airfare, and pet sitter all add up to one big never mind? Well, it's time to embrace the adventure and go RVing instead. GoRVing.com is your one-stop shop for all things RV camping. Browse the different types of RVs, find a rental agent or dealer near you, and compare the costs. Explore more than 16,000 RV parks and campgrounds nationwide, and even plan your menus for the trip. Find out what you've been missing at GoRVing.com. That's GoRVing.com. The big news from Subaru is the all-new 3-row Ascent. It's the biggest SUV from Subaru ever. There's room for 7 or 8 passengers with a choice of second-row captain's chairs or bench seating. It'll tow up to 5,000 pounds. It has the interior space you need for your whole crew. And it gets you where you want to go with the safety of a Subaru, including standard symmetrical all-wheel drive. The all-new 3-row Subaru Ascent. Love is now bigger than ever. Maximum towing capacity varies by trim level, and trailer brakes may be required. See your retailer for details.
Fact, we all love video doorbells. Voice assistants have changed our lives. We can control our home with a touch. Indoor and outdoor cameras help us keep watch. We want to guard our digital lives and take security with us on the go. With ADT, you can have all of these things, combined with 24/7 monitoring from the most trusted name in home security. ADT, real protection. Visit ADT.com to learn more. License information available at ADT.com.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
DJV Show, with a focus on the Democrats postponing the vote on the anti-Semitism resolution. I don't think most people understand what that term means or who are the Semites. Most people think anti-Semitism is just about Jews. It is not. Semites are the people who live in who are nomadic, the original tribal nomads in the Middle East were all Semites. They turned out to be, as religion was declared among them, Christians and Jews and Muslims, they're all Semites. Semites don't, the term Semite doesn't apply to just a religion, it applies to an ethnicity, if you will. Anyway, we don't have that, we haven't figured it out yet, so because of all of that noise last week, by Representative Omar. The Democrats are trying to put a curb on it. I don't know if they're going to get very far. What do we think? Yes, no, maybe?
Well, I think it's a sign of the times. I think you have the younger class of Democrats like Tlaib and Omar and Ocasio-Cortez who are saying, this is my free speech. And you have a lot of moderate Democrats who are saying, this is unacceptable. She should not be sitting on the Foreign Affairs Committee, Foreign Relations Committee.
No, she should not. No, not at all. I agree with you. 10 before the hour on the DJV show.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Time at 53 after the hour here on the DJV show. Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and a focus on Facebook. I heard somebody talking about Facebook and something new that they were doing or they started yesterday, but this is a story about how many they've lost, how many users they have lost in the last year or so, and it's their own fault, really. I mean, when you get right down to it, it's kind of like all the people complaining about riding on American Airlines. They're all complaining and they're losing passengers because people are fed up. And I think Facebook, they're dropping off like flies. So what's
the scoop
here?
According to a new study, they found that Facebook's user base is really shrinking, particularly in the coveted 12 to 34-year-old demographic. That's the demo that that all social media really wants to capture. And this survey, which only collected data...
You don't want me? Social media doesn't want me?
Facebook's already got you. They don't need to worry about keeping you. The survey collected U.S. data, which is actually Facebook's most lucrative market. So this is not worldwide. This is only in the U.S. But it found that an estimated 15 million fewer people use Facebook today than they did in 2017. The biggest drop was between was among teen users and millennials. And they say that people, they're not exactly sure completely why people are leaving, but you can guess. Facebook's privacy issues, the data breaches, the lack of user trust, all those things have definitely influenced a lot of people, and they've just given up and canceled Facebook. One of the interesting elements of the trend is that the users are not leaving Facebook entirely. They're actually going to Instagram instead. Now, Facebook owns Instagram. So Facebook, one of the reasons they think that people are going to Instagram, besides the fact that it's just more fun, it's less toxic, there's less personal information given, but it's also simpler. And Facebook has so many ads now. That's another thing people are citing, that it just feels very commercial, and that there's, like you told a story yesterday about a friend of yours who posted something and there was an ad right below similar to what she had been talking about, and that's something that a lot of people don't like. The other thing is the misinformation, the fake news. People are just sick of it, and Facebook has become so political, and Instagram and Snapchat are the two other main social media networks. They have somehow managed to not become political, and that's probably by design. Instagram is now the official social network of the younger generation, and Snapchat doesn't even come close to Instagram now. And Instagram has more than a billion users, and more than 400 million monthly users of its Stories feature. And Facebook tried to do Stories as well. It just doesn't work. Now, the good news for Facebook, and this is where it affects you, Dougie, is Facebook reports seeing some gains among people who are 55 and older. So Facebook is actually grabbing the grandpa grandma sector. But the truth is that is exactly what it is. It's the grandma grandpa thing, where that's a way for them, for people who are grandparents, to keep in touch with their kids and their grandkids. And that user base will probably eventually they will expire, they're not going to leave.
Average age for people listening to most of the news talk radio programs, frankly. Mm-hmm. Hard to get the numbers down. All right, let's see what we've got here from Google partnering with NASA. That looks pretty interesting. What's the scoop there?
This is very cool. I think this is something you'll really like. Google's Arts and Culture Division has partnered with museums from around the world to create a collection of videos and images dedicated to honoring science and human discovery. It's called the Once Upon a Try Project, and it's available online and within the Google Arts and Culture app on both Android and iOS, so everyone can see this. And they have this collaboration with NASA and the Smithsonian. It features 200,000 artifacts from around the world. Some of the virtual exhibits are super cool. NASA's virtual universe used machine learning to analyze and catalog its hundreds of thousands of photos for exploration. So if you search things like Cape Canaveral or spacesuit or orbit, you can come up with some really cool things that are all part of the NASA exhibit. Another great exhibit in this project is called A Beautiful Blue Sky, and that's the emergence of color photography. And that's kind of a really cool history of how color photography came about. And this is such a great tool for kids, especially. We'll probably see this exhibit hitting classrooms as well. The Big Bang exhibit features an augmented reality app, plus Tilda Swinton, the British actress, she is narrating this. She tells the story of the beginning of the universe. And overall, there are 400 interactive exhibits in total. So you can go on to Google's Arts and Culture Division on their website, or you can use the same app on Android and iOS.
I wonder if you can go to the Smithsonian and see some of the stuff organized this way. It sounds fascinating. What a great take. 59 past the hour on the DJV program.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.